Welcome, everybody, and happy hump day to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As ever and always, we've got a stacked show for you this afternoon, but let me start with some breaking news. The Supreme Court and yet another, quote, decision out of their shadow docket this afternoon, a small bit of good news. The Supreme Court refusing to revive a Florida law that would have permitted state officials from pursuing criminal charges against unauthorized immigrants in the state of Florida. You may ask, well, why can't they? Because immigration is a federal matter, not a state matter. So, at least in this one case, the Supreme Court doing hopefully what we all thought they should have. But as ever and always, stay tuned because they still have plenty of time to screw it up royally. That bit of breaking news just over the past hour or so. But we've got a great show. Let's give you the lineup this afternoon. We're going to start out with an incredible guest. We're going to be talking about Wisconsin farmers in just a moment. And the top of the 5 o'clock hour, I'll be joined by Sally Flores. She is a DACA recipient, and she is also the organizing director of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. I've heard her speak before, and talking to someone who experienced this last election cycle and Donald Trump's attacks on immigrants, who are also the lifeblood of our farming communities here in the state of Wisconsin, personally, about what that is actually like for her and her family. She recently traveled back to Mexico to visit with her parents. She's going to share some of those experiences with us. You're not going to want to miss that at 5. At 5:30, I will be discussing breaking news earlier this morning reported by the Journal Sentinel and other outlets across the state that apparently the Madison City clerk did nothing about 200 approximate absentee ballots. We'll get into that, why that's so appalling, and what the hell was going on in the city of Madison. Very disturbing news. It wasn't just the city clerk. It was her deputy elections official as well who did nothing. Maybe one person has a brain fart, but two? Oh, my goodness. We're going to talk about that at 5:30. And the Brewers are still in action right now in this hour. I was at the game last night. We're going to finish off today's show with me sharing some of my joy about the Milwaukee Brewers, specifically the Miz. Who is this kid? Oh, my goodness. 12 strikeouts in 5 innings, setting a Major League Baseball record. No pitcher has done that in the era of modern pitch tracking since 2008. We'll discuss more before the closeout of the show. But right now, I'm so excited to have with me State Senator Brad Paff. He is the guy in our state house on farming. Senator, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for making time.
Well, Maggie, thank you for having me and congratulations to you. I saw the Miz pitch 2 weeks ago in Milwaukee on a Wednesday. It was lacrosse day.
Yes.
At the American Family Field, and the Miz beat the big ace that the Pittsburgh Pirates put out on the mound. And I'll tell you, there was 900 people that came down from lacrosse for lacrosse day at American Family Park, and we saw a great game. And I'm telling you, I am excited about Brewer baseball as well. So,
Brad, you can come back anytime and talk Brewers baseball with me. Man. That pitching outing for the Miz against Skeens from the Pirates was absolutely top notch. He had a bit of a stumble with the Mets. I think everybody was looking, hey, he's going to be on the national stage last night. Everybody was tuned in. Former national champions coming off of last season. That Ohtani home run, first batter he faced, and the fact that he battled back, it was super impressive. I love that you love some baseball. Next time you're
I love it. I'll tell you, let's hear it for Sal Frelick at the bottom of the eighth. He comes up there and gives that extra run for us. 3-1, we get that cushion.
Yeah, that insurance run. Listen, little Sal Frelick, first of all, he wears short pants, which I love. Second of all, I can basically put him in my pocket. I'm a 6-footer. So, what is not to love about
you gotta love it.
Hardworking Sal Frelick? Listen, the next time you're in town, Senator, let's hear it. Civic Media know. We'll have a little cookout, if you will. I think they call them tailgates outside of AmFam.
They do call them tailgates. And I'll tell you, we will get to the show because the thing is the Brewers, I love the name of the Brewers because it goes back to the roots of what Milwaukee is, and that is a brewing capital of this nation. And the thing is, it brings the grains, the hops, and the barley. Yes. It all brings it all together. And, of course, those come from our family farms, and I am very proud of all of that. But, yes, the Brewers, I believe, are in a pennant hunt. I want them to go on a buyer's market and actually be proactive when it comes to trades, because I think we can give the Dodgers a run for the money when it comes to the NL pennant. And, you know, let's go.
Senator, there's so much about what you're saying that I think, and I talk about this a lot. Baseball to me is a bit of a foil, not just for Milwaukee as a hardworking city, but for Wisconsin, for the reasons that you are articulating. And boy, sir, you can do radio, because that was exactly the right pivot from breweries to the grains to our family farms. And that, to me, the hardworking nature of the Brewers franchise throughout its history, right? Always a bridesmaid, never a bride when it comes to the World Series. And I think that spirit of fight in our family farms and across the state of Wisconsin continues to this day. Sir, you have done quite a bit for farmers. You come from a farming background. You're from La Crosse County. You represent the proud 32nd State Senate District. You've done so since 2021. Let's talk a little bit about a few of the bills that you've introduced this year. I want to start with the most recent one because it's so incredibly important in light of what's going on federally. It is the Agricultural Purchase Program. Tell folks a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, I want to say this, and I appreciate it very much, Maggie, for the opportunity to be here. We hear an awful lot about the fact that, you know, rural America is leaning red, and that we as Democrats have lost focus and touch when it comes to rural America. Well, I want to say, first of all, that's not the case. And don't paint us all with a broad, broad brush. I do believe that we need to continue to focus our message. And I do firmly believe, Maggie, that all politics is local. And so I appreciate you brought up the fact that I am very proud of my farm roots and from the rolling hills, coulees, and valleys of northern La Crosse County, and to represent this region in the state Senate. And this is a proud agriculture district. And the point is this, is that it is the grains that are grown in our farm fields, and it is the milk that is produced in our dairy barns that pays the bills for a vast majority of a number of people in this state. And agriculture provides $116 billion of annual economic impact to this state. One out of every 10 people in this state are employed in some form of agriculture. So that is so very important. And we do need to be able to connect the dots on how that has an impact when it comes to public policy and when it comes to impact when it comes to making sure that we continue to move this state forward in a way that, you know, benefits all of us. And so I did introduce legislation that, again, links consumers with our family farmers. It recognizes that this piece of legislation that was jammed through Congress last week is going to have an impact, and I would say a negative impact, on too many individuals that, through no fault of their own, are seeking food assistance at different times in their life. And so what this piece of legislation does is very simple. It provides grants to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, and then the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture would work with local food organizations in order to provide financial assistance. And those local food organizations then would contract directly with local farmers to receive the bring in the food that they seek. May it be meats, may it be milk, may it be cheeses, may it be maple syrup, whatever it may be. And so, again, it is trying to broaden out the supply chain as far as with agriculture, and at the same time, it's linking family farmers with consumers. And I think that is so very important. And what it's also doing is it recognizes during when there are challenges and dips in the marketplace and people are down on their luck, that we're just not throwing people to the street. We're recognizing the fact in a wealthy nation and a state like Wisconsin that grows food, we want to make sure that we can feed our neighbors.
Folks, if you're just joining us, I'm joined this half hour by Senator Brad Pfaff of the 32nd State Senate District. He has introduced three key pieces of legislation this cycle to help support Wisconsin farmers and families. People, because we have been rightly focused on the big, brutal bill, as well as the state's biennial budget, people forget that one of the first things that Donald Trump did was cut all kinds of aid programs willy-nilly through executive orders, and it ended up immediately hurting Wisconsin farmers because we literally had food rotting in storage houses, not getting to the people that need the food. Read some reports of very acute impacts in Door County and in counties across the state. So again, this most recent bill is called the Agricultural Purchase Program. It's a bill to establish a $30 million fund within the Department of Agriculture, again, to make sure that families in need of emergency food assistance in the state get it, and that they get that food assistance from our family farms. The other key piece, and as soon as I started to read about this, I got so ticked off, Senator. And this is the Right to Repair bill, which you introduced in February of 2025. Anyone who's had the fortune, I will say, the sort of modern problem of owning a foreign car and going to try to get it repaired, and they're like, yeah, it's this little piece that we're going to have to wait 3 months for, and it's going to cost you. Tell us what the Right to Repair bill is, and we got about a minute. We'll come back on the other side if you can spare me another segment, sir, so that folks know what this is about. But very briefly, what's the Right to Repair bill about?
It allows a farmer to fix their tractor or their combine or any farm equipment that they own on by themselves. Can you imagine you spend $150,000 to buy a tractor and you cannot fix it? And you are in the middle of harvesting corn or baling hay, it is just absolutely wrong. This is a monopolistic practice by the big farm equipment dealers, and we've got to stop this. And I am proud to introduce this legislation, and I need help getting it across the finish line.
Folks, again, that is State Senator Brad Pfaff, the Right to Repair bill introduced in February 2025. We'll put a link to both the bill and some of the coverage about this because I think it's so critical. John Deere basically has established a monopoly, and it forces folks that purchase this incredibly expensive equipment that you basically cannot compete in a marketplace without these days, to go through Deere for any sort of repair. And it is both crippling in terms of cost and time, especially during planting and harvest times. Folks, we're going to continue this conversation because this is where it's at. And one of the things that I want to talk to the state senator about on the other side is the consolidation that we have seen in agribusiness across the country over the last couple of decades. What's that doing to prices? What is that doing to the family farm here in Wisconsin? So folks, you're going to want to stay tuned. We've got more with the state senator. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.